Robbie Williams, Tamworth's number one, 92.9, 843 with JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunakanu Road. Check out our socials, 99 Tamworth. You'll see us all looking amazing and all dolled up for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Ball on Saturday night. That was great fun.
We don't scrub up too bad, do we?
No, we go okay.
Yeah. We're all right.
Me as the token bloke in the photo.
The token bloke.
Goes all right. Token bloke this year. Although got a couple more. We got one extra male starting in the office today.
I know.
I'm slowly using.
I don't like this. I want to go back to you being the only man.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. I was.
For a long time.
For about 4 months here, I was the only bloke at 92.9. I had my own private toilet.
Yeah, you did. So, we were going to put a star on it too.
Yeah, gold star on the front of it. But I'm slowly losing those privileges.
Hey, look, you keep hiring the men, so...
So we're slowly equaling it out. What have we got? We got Dan here.
We got John.
And now we got Ryan. So yes. Four blokes here.
Yeah.
Seven?
That's too many. Four too many.
To seven females still, I think it is. Four?
I don't know.
Six-four split. I don't know. Anyway, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We had great fun at the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Ball on Saturday. It was amazing.
Yes.
And it started off perfection when... A, we got free gin. I mean, that's
And I discovered I don't actually like gin.
No, yeah.
I'm like, nope.
You really didn't like it?
Nah, it's too dry.
Not your thing.
Nah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I'm going to have a bit of sweetness to combat the bitterness.
Please tell me that wasn't the first time you had gin. You'd had gin before then.
I'm pretty sure I have. And I was like, I don't like this, but I'm going to try it again. Maybe my taste buds have changed. I'm getting older.
Yep. No, give another 5 years.
Maybe 5 years,
you'll be even more older.
I'll be 40 then.
Bitter and twisted and you'll love it. 40. That sounds like a great entry to 40s. Hey?
Start drinking gin.
Your 40th birthday and you've become
I don't want to think about that, thank you.
Gin junkie. It will happen.
Or a gym junkie. Who knows? I like that one better.
But then we tried...
canapés.
Yeah, the most amazing food combination ever. This sounds like rubbish on paper.
Yeah, it does.
We'll be the first to admit this, but this is amazing. For the Easter long weekend, give this a try. It was an exceptional flavor combo.
Yes.
Watermelon and feta.
Yeah.
Where have you been all my life?
I don't know. How are we...
It was great.
We're in our mid to late 30s now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting old.
Yeah.
And how we never had this.
I know.
We've just not been to fancy enough functions, maybe.
I love it.
It was so good.
I'm not even a big fan of watermelon.
Yeah. I bought watermelon yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
And some feta?
No, but I'm thinking I might go back and get some feta today and I might introduce Ali to it. She loves cheese. She loves watermelon.
Did you just say you're going to go buy some feta today?
Yeah.
You must be loaded.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot. Cheese is expensive now, hey.
Very expensive. Got to take out a mortgage, just get a slab of Danish feta.
Yeah, probably.
Shredded cheese.
Which
I think is the feta that they use as well, a Danish feta.
Because there's Greek. Is there another one?
They're the two main ones I'm aware of.
Can we get some Aussie feta?
And I think that with the whole, you know how they're starting to crack down on countries, like if the food doesn't come from that country, you can't call it feta anymore. I think the Danes are very nervous at the moment because they might lose the Danish feta naming.
Because it's Greek, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they might not be able to call it that soon. But anyway, I digress.
Anyways.
Give it a try. Yeah. It is amazing.
Little square of watermelon, little square of feta on top.
And put it in one of those Chinese serving spoons, by the way,
spoons.
Like they did at...
And then we're walking around with this spoon, and we're like, what do we do with this now?
I thought, when they first brought them out, I thought they were plastic, to be fair, and then they were actually ceramic.
Because it was fancy.
I was scared I was going to break it. Yeah. I was going to drop it after I ate the amazing watermelon and feta combo off the top. I was scared then.
And they had also had the cucumber canapés too.
I didn't try one of them. Were they good?
Yeah, it was all right.
What
watermelon
was that?
Feta was better. Okay. There was cucumber and something on it. I try anything.
If it's free.
Yep.
It's time for JB to share him a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
Time to catch up with member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson. Morning, Kev. How are you?
Morning, JB. Very well, and yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well. Burning a bit of midnight oil in Parliament last week, mate.
Yeah, well, it was an all-nighter, actually. So Thursday night went all the way through to, I think it was about 6:30, 7 o'clock on Friday morning, and pushing through the bail reform laws and also the conversion therapy bill, which conversion therapy is banned in New South Wales, and happy to talk about that a little later, but certainly the bail reform where it's giving the magistrates in our courts more scope, giving them more opportunities to hand down penalties that are appropriate to people that commit these break-and-enders and steals and go on joyrides, mate.
And I understand, tell us about this post and boast part of that.
So the post and boast and what's happening is when people are breaking into people's houses, stealing cars, stealing car keys and stealing cars, they're posting it on social media and then it becomes a game for them. And, you know, the more reckless, the more dangerous, if you involve police in the car chase, it's the point system and it's a game that they play. So what we've done with bail reform laws and post and boast is that if you commit the crime, then, you know, obviously you're going to come before the magistrate. But now it's the person who is filming the crime. So someone's got to film this activity, and now that person can also be charged and jailed for filming. So it's post and boast. They can go to jail as well.
And, I mean, that's great because the, you know, studies show that it's that flow-on effect that someone films it, puts it up online, and then that just leads to other people seeing that and go, hey, I can do that. I can outdo them. Watch this. And that's the horrible thing with social media now.
Absolutely. And it is a game, and it is an I can outdo them game. And that's what we're trying to stop. So, you know, the government's done a good job on this, but there's more to do. There's a lot more to do to give magistrates a suite of measures, increased power and control to be able to say, okay, now here's some options that, you know, we can put to and take care of some of this rubbish that's on the streets at the moment.
And is that sort of across all age groups does this apply to, Kev, or is it more youth, or is it sort of affects adults and kids in front of the magistrates?
So it's for the age of 14 and up. Okay. So anyone aged 14 and up will are now captured by that post and boast.
Okay, yeah. And also, tell us about this. This is great news as well. A rural and regional crime inquiry committee has been set up as well, Kev.
We've been pushing this for some time, JB. We need to get a greater understanding about what are the drivers of crime and how do we manage that. And you can't arrest your way out of some of these problems. Our police do a magnificent job, so they need support from the whole community. They need support about, okay, what needs to happen to get in front of this crime, stop it, and then everybody can get on with their lives. And we were saying that an inquiry would help uncover some of those drivers of crime. The Labor government resisted and said, oh, it would be just a talk fest. Well, we put pressure on them and they've finally relented. Now a rural and regional crime inquiry will be held across New South Wales.
Fantastic. And look, hopefully that can come out to Tamworth and Gunnedah. I know you're going to push for that so that they can hear what's going on out here.
Absolutely. I'm demanding that the committee of the inquiry come to Tamworth and Gunnedah to hear firsthand from victims who have been impacted by having someone break into their house. You know, assaults have been occurring, which is just unbelievably unimaginable. And then, you know, car keys stolen and their car being stolen and trashed and written off. So, you know, the committee needs to hear firsthand, and only then will they get a greater understanding about what's happening in rural and regional New South Wales.
And of course, we touched on this the last couple of weeks, but you're still pushing to get a Polair base set up here in Tamworth?
Yeah, absolutely. I really want a division of the police air wing in Tamworth, because when police have called for air support previously, it's been very effective. We've got vast distances, and when someone does get in a car and go on a joyride and a police pursuit starts, you know, it can get quite dangerous. And when you think about those highways and byways, you know, and back roads, well, if you've got a chopper in the air, you can quickly track that car. Police have a much better idea what's going on. They can then get in front of that vehicle and then prevent it from doing something completely stupid or even killing some innocent person on the highway.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Hey, we were speaking of things to do in the air, another amazing Westpac Rescue helicopter ball on Saturday night at West's.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was a really good night. Daniel Gillette and Jeff have done a magnificent job pulling it all together. You know, the Westpac Rescue helicopter plays such an important role in assisting people, rescuing people, and providing that first line of medical retrieval when someone needs to get from a remote location to hospital. So, you know, Jeff Galbraith, I take my hat off to him. Yeah. He's just been a magnificent stalwart for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter over many years. And again, a great night of awareness about how important the helicopter is.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. No, that's right. It's always an amazing night on the calendar. If you haven't attended the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Ball before, certainly make sure you get your tickets in 2025 because it is always an exceptionally good night, for sure.
Hey, it is. Mate. And there was a young fellow there who lost his arm in a car accident, yes. Right arm. And, you know, he told his story about how the helicopter, you know, rescued him. And it takes me straight back, you know, to the 90s when Hamish McLaren up at Nurston at Walker, way before the helicopter came, and he suffered an injury after being hit by a propeller on a crop dusting plane, and he lost his right arm. And that was the catalyst for getting the helicopter to Tamworth back then. So, you know, and it just took me straight back, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, people are still having accidents. So it's never been more important ever to have the helicopter here based in Tamworth than it is even today.
No, exactly. That's it. Easter coming up this long weekend. You got a bit of time off to relax?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. I'm going to be searching high and low for the Easter bunny.
fruit and nut eggs? Fruit and nut eggs?
Now that's below the belt. Below the belt. You know, come on, keep it up, mate. Keep it up.
You know. Cherry ripe eggs. Is that better?
Yeah. Look, there's nothing wrong with fruit and nut. And I know that people go, oh, it's an old person's chocolate. I love fruit and nut. And for you, JB, to say fruit and nut eggs, you know, my goodness. I'm going to try and see if they're going to make one now.
I don't know if they do, actually, do they? I don't think they do. I have to push for that.
I don't think there is a fruit nut egg.
I think there should be. I don't know whether I'd buy it, but I think there should be a push for it for sure. Is there any Easter egg in particular that you don't like, Kev? White chocolate?
Look, I reckon there must be something, and maybe one of your listeners and someone far more learned about chocolate than me, but Easter egg chocolate tastes different from normal chocolate.
It does. Yeah, I agree totally. It tastes better, doesn't it? I think so.
Yes. Why?
Why is that? Never been able to work that out. I don't know. Someone out there, I'm sure, has the answer, but I don't know. It must just be a special magical vat that they only use at this time of year. That's what I put it down to.
Something to do with the rabbit.
It's made by the rabbit. There we go. We've worked
made
it out.
Made by the rabbit. Put his mangly claws in there. Mangly claws.
Yeah, and we like it for that. Exactly, I think so.
100%. But again, mate, and you know, Easter coming up, please take it easy on the road.
Yes.
You know, if you've got a couple of kids in the back of the car and they're having a blue, let the kids blue, let your passenger take care of that. You concentrate on the road. Make sure you stay safe and have a lovely Easter. And a huge shout-out to everybody that's getting Meals on Wheels over this Easter. I know Rotary and the CWA ladies, in particular CWA ladies, are going to be putting Easter eggs in the Meals on Wheels packs this Easter. So it's just fantastic. Lots of people doing good things over Easter, mate.
Exactly. No, that's it. Well, you have a fantastic Easter break, Kev, and we'll catch up again sometime next week.
Yeah, look forward to it, mate. You have a great Easter as well, and we'll talk soon.
It's our birthday and the gifts are on us. To celebrate turning 70, Hutchin and Pierce.
Troy Sivan, Rush at 8:52 at Tamworth, number 1, 92.9, JB for breakfast for Country Autos. It's so good, it's so good. By the way, talking about amazing food combinations before, I found an amazing one last weekend. Do you like porridge?
No.
Oh, don't,
I'm not
you
that
don't
old.
You don't like porridge? Okay, cool.
No, you're, it's like, a texture thing. I don't like the texture.
Barely hanging on to the fact that I'm nearly a 40-year-old gin junkie.
Bitter old man.
Let alone getting into porridge, JB. I love porridge.
Yeah.
And I read this in a Scottish book a couple of weeks ago. A guy made porridge with peanut butter and blueberries.
Okay, yeah. If I ate porridge, that sounds like a good combo.
Yeah. It is amazing combo. I gave it a try last week. It is, like, amazing.
I wish I could eat it.
So good. This could be a turning point. If I make you peanut butter and blueberry porridge, you might go, this is amazing.
It's the texture, still crap. Yeah, the texture of the porridge is why I can't eat it. I tried it. Mum tried to feed it to us as kids and I couldn't do it.
Are you making soppy porridge or porridge?
No,
because I like it with a bit of bite to it. Al dente to the
like
porridge.
Batter consistency.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Mum used to make it. Yeah. And I'm just like, nah, I can't do it.
We can't end this talk break about porridge without saying it.
What?
That's not how you eat porridge. Come on.
No, I forgot.
You know what's going to happen.
I'm getting old, JB.
Yeah, true. That's it. Remember that old ad?
Yes, I do.
It's been a bit like that today. I was talking about the Milky Bar kid before, too, and how he
what's
no
the
longer
other one,
exists.
It's not butter.
Oh, okay. I don't know that.
No, I don't know. I think it's...
You lost me on that one.
I can't remember anyway.
But give that a try for breakfast tomorrow. If you got some porridge, you got some blueberries kicking around, and you got some peanut butter, mix it all together.
Yes.
It is amazing. It is really, 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 really good.
Or just have the feta and watermelon.
Yeah, for breakfast. Love it.